What about something that you would hold between your teeth and pick with your fingers, and it would twang? Something holding, twanging like that.
Avoiding it. Pick with your fingers?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Different thing, I guess.
Do you ever have any instrument where you can do this with?
In your mouth?
Uh-huh.
Well, horn.
Okay. What would you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay. If you had a wagon with two horses, that long wooden piece between the horses is called
a shaft.
Okay. Okay, the steel outside of a wagon wheel is called what?
You mean outside of the wagon
yeah,
wheel?
Yeah, steel along the outside of it.
The wagon?
Mm-hmm. The wagon wheel.
It's for the wagon wheel.
Let me see that. You got the hub, and then you got the spokes coming out.
Coming out.
And then around the outside, what's that piece called?
The rim.
That's good. Okay. When a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Single feet.
Good. You okay, Jeff?
Yes, okay.
Now on the wagon, you would have two horses, and each one has a single tree. What would you call the thing that both of these are hitched to in order to bring the horses together?
Or shaft, the beat between the middle.
Okay, what about the thing that, you know, pulls the two horses together?
A bridle.
Okay. The man had a load of wood in his wagon. He was driving along. You'd say he was doing what? He was doing what with his wood?
Hauling a load of wood.
Okay, say that again?
Hauling a load of wood.
Yeah. Okay, suppose there was a log across the road. You'd say, I tied a rope to it and we had to
drag it out.
Okay. What do you break the ground with in the spring?
Plow.
Okay. After you've plowed, what do you break? You break the ground up finer, and what kind of, what are these things called?
This.
Yeah, my word. After you plow, what do you use to break the ground up even finer? You know, to really chop it off.
We call it this.
Okay. What is that? What is it that the wheels of a wagon fit into?
Axle.
Okay. What do you call the S-shaped frame that you lay across to chop logs with?
To cut the log with?
Yeah, you know that.
Oh, you do call it a log.
Well, you're gonna chop a bunch of different logs, and you got this piece of wood with legs on it.
Oh, well, you call it a U-frame log block.
Okay, log block. You straighten your hair with a comb and a... When you comb your hair, it's a
comb and a brush.
Okay. You sharpen a straight razor on a leather.
Leather scrap.
Okay. What do you put in a revolver that holds ammunition?
Bullet.
And what's that thing called that, you know, stick it in there?
Branding. That's what you really got.
That's okay, it's not a weekend, it's going to be wrong. A plank laid across the trestle for children to play on is that they, you know, ride back and forth like this.
Up to me. Very important. A horse buggy, a swing.
Okay, what if, you know, when you got one kid on one end and the other on the other, and you're going to go up and down?
Well, we didn't call it pumping.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you call a limber plank fixed to both ends that children used to jump on up and down?
A limber plank?
Mm-hmm. And they jump up and down on the thing.
Yes, or a jumping plank.
Okay. There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post to a stump, and children get at each end a spin around it. What do you call that?
A lot of people call it spinning wheel.
Okay.
They go around and around.